Building Happy Thoughts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Building Happy Thoughts. A challenge to all of us from time to time in our life is building happy thoughts. From time to time, each one of us are having experiences where we are sort of burdened down by all sorts of problems, all sorts of worries and concerns, and concerns over ourselves, concerns over our business, concerns over our family, concerns over everything that we could have concerns over. And that's just fine, because that's supposed to make a very noble person. It's supposed to make a person who has responsibility, a person who takes responsibility. Well, my friends, the only person who takes responsibility is a person who has no interest in the happiness, the joy, the peace, the harmony, the love of life. Herb Byerly, how could you dare to say such a thing like that, that a person has no interest in the happiness, the joy, the peace, the harmony of life? How could you say that? Well, the word responsibility means that it is something that we are supposed to take care of ourselves. It is something that we are supposed to be in charge of ourselves and that we're supposed to manage. Now, I'm responsible to go out and earn a living for my family. I'm responsible to be a good husband, to be a good wife, to be a good wage earner for our family. I'm responsible to be a good mother. I'm responsible to be a good father. I'm responsible to do all these things. Well, you see, every time we use that word, not because the word itself is an evil word, but every time we use that word, the word takes on a connotation of an onerous responsibility, something that is not desirable, something that is not a happy experience. Now, why don't we change the word just a little bit? This is what I like to do. We have the privilege of being the wage earner for our family. Let's just make that in the first person present tense positive, me. I have the privilege of being the father of my child. I only had one child, but wow, what a child I have. I have the privilege of being a husband to my wife. And in everything, in every way, to my best ability, I had the privilege of being a husband, and I still honor that privilege today, even though we're no longer together. But I have the privilege, and that's the one wife, the only woman that I ever married, the only woman I ever cared for, the only woman I ever took the privilege of marrying and say, I love you. I love you forever. I love you because you are a reflection of all that is good and beautiful within me. What a privilege. And oftentimes we throw that privilege away, but we throw that privilege away because we have a blind sight. We feel a responsibility. A responsibility that says, I've got to be happy, and I can't be happy when I'm tied down in a situation that I don't like, on a job or a marriage or a relationship or whatever. Our responsibility takes such a burden out of us. It makes us feel so responsible. Whereas if we had the privilege of those responsibilities, or the privilege of those opportunities, which is more of what they are, we would look at it from an entirely different point of view. Now, you have the privilege, let's keep it in the first person present tense, me. I have the privilege of being a father. And the privilege I have of being a father is something that is indescribable. When my son Mark was born, what a joy was in my heart. What a privilege I had to hold that little tyke, that little being, that life that had come to our house and said he wants to grow up in our family, in our world, in our experiences, doing the things that we were doing, having the values that we have, having the love, the unconditional love that we shared for one another. He chose our family above all the families that were possible for him to choose out of the universal allness. Wow, what a gift, what a blessing, what a choice he made, and what a blessing we have. Of course, we created the finest, most beautiful, fabulous child to come into our life. What a privilege. And the privilege all my life, though, I know I didn't do as much as I could, but what I did, I thoroughly enjoyed. The experiences that I had with my son growing up, I thoroughly enjoyed. The experiences that I had in knowing him and understanding him and seeing him now in all these years later, when he's 52 years old, it's a totally different thing. Yes. Yes, it's wonderful. But when he was a child and he had some childhood illnesses, did I worry about him? Or did I just say, all's in divine order. He's whole and perfect. And so he was. All is in divine order. He's whole and perfect. And so he was. Each little tragedy or each little childhood illness or each little experience that came along went away in perfect divine order. And he was left an ideal, magnificent child in every way. He had the mind of a genius. He had the looks of Adonis. He had everything beautiful about him, and still does. He's a glorious, fabulous being, because this is how I create him. Now, as he left the nest and went off to do things on his own, some of the things sounded kind of scary. Some of his flights in the fog and across mountains and things like that sound a little scary. And it could make you think, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. But you see, if I ever for one moment thought, oh dear, he didn't have a chance. I put him in harm's way. And would I, as a parent who loved my child, do such a thing? Would I, as a loving being, would I, as someone who really cared, do such a thing? Or I would certainly think not. Every opportunity, every privilege I have to think of my son, I think of him as a super fantastic boy. Every privilege I have of thinking of my son and his son, my grandson, I think of as a super fantastic boy, a super fantastic man. How wonderful it is. If I had worried myself over all of the little incidents that took place in their life and in their world, rather than thinking about them as glorious, fantastic, magnificent beings, my son, my grandson, and their family, yes, magnificent beings, I have the privilege of building happy thoughts in my life, of building happy thoughts of wholeness and purity and goodness. I don't worry about anything. If someone chooses to live, wonderful. If they choose to die, wonderful. But my privilege is to see them always enjoying life, getting the most out of it, being fulfilled, being rewarded by every glorious thing that comes their way. That's my privilege. That's my joy. That's my magnificent experience. And how wonderful it is. Wow. You see, we sometimes forget. I do my best not to forget, but we sometimes forget, and we tend to worry just a little bit over something that is none of our business. Our business is to think happy thoughts. Our business is to think how wonderful our children are, how wonderful our spouse is, how wonderful our world is, how wonderful our job is, how wonderful we are. Yes, how wonderful we are. And the more I think how wonderful I am, the more I see the world around me as being wonderful, the more I see how grand I am, what a glorious expression of divinity, what a glorious expression of allness and purity and truth, then with those eyes that see me that way and know me that way, I know my creation, my world about me. And I see all in my happy thoughts. And all expressing my happy thoughts is happy. Now you say, that's not always true. That's true. Because I don't always keep happy thoughts. Whenever it was not true, it was when I did not keep a happy thought about a situation, person, place, or thing. It doesn't matter. But when I kept happy thoughts, then these people experience happy experiences in their life. Truly, truly. I go all over the world sitting on the bedsides of people who are moaning and groaning. And I say, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious. Now let's sing, I like thee, I like thee, I like thee. And I get them to sing, I get them to be happy, I get them to see that they like themselves. And if any other people are around, they think, oh, what a silly person. He doesn't know the truth about this situation. Oh, yes, I do. I know the truth about every situation. It is, I see in my world what I am in me. And if I see illness, if I see lack of poverty, if I see bad relationships, if I see anything that I call not beneficial, that's in my eyesight. I've got to wash my eyes out. I've got to go to Herbert Marty and get some of his Simas on and wash out my eyes with that beautiful natural material that he's got there and clean away all of those things that are imperfect or unwanted and let the happy thoughts shine through only and let the good thoughts shine through and then everything in my world is glorious and good. There now is peace on earth. It began with me. There now is love, unconditional love, shared with every being upon the face of the universe, the world, whatever I can conceive of. And it began with me. Yeah, it's underway. It's in progress. It's not only in progress, it's a fact. It's a fact. My happy thoughts brought about my happy universe. Remember this for yourself. And as you do this, you watch. You watch. If you clean up your own house, you'll see everybody else's house wonderful. If you clean up your own mind with happy thoughts, you'll see everything in the world happy thoughts. That's what I'm doing. I live in such a happy, joyful world. People say, my goodness, Herb, you're pleasant to be around. You're wonderful to be with. And I say, yes, because I like myself. And you are saying those things because you can see in me what I see in me. And you can see in me what you are in you, the glorious, happy, fulfilled, and wonderful person. And isn't it wonderful? Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.